Welcome to the Matchmaker Matchmaker podcast, where we tackle the toughest questions about dating. We are your hosts, Aliza Ben Shalom
and Rabbi Yisroel Bernath. And without further ado, let's get to our question of the day.
Rabbi, I love that I always get surprised and I never know what the question is. So could you enlighten me, please?
Same here. I'm just following the questions here. Next question from next writer. And please write us questions. These are real questions from real people. Just like you. Okay. Dear Rabbi and Aliza, what should I do if someone tries to introduce me to someone who's a great person, but I don't find them good looking?
Okay. How do you say no? And the only reason is their looks.
Well, so, looks the only thing? Let's start with that.
No, I mean, I'm totally fine if they want to say no based on looks. I have no issue with them saying no based on looks. You need to have an amount of attraction to your partner.
And yeah, but that's what you just said. You just said the main thing, an amount of attraction.
But if it's a hard no, it could be a hard no, Rabbi.
But if it's not a hard no, it could be a yes.
Okay, but okay. So if it's a hard no where you look at them and you're like, nope, I'll never wake up to your face ever. This will never happen. Okay, if it's a hard no, that means no. If you're like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. It's not my type exactly. It's not, but it's not, right? So that's when you would say, I would need a convincing argument that like, wow, they're amazing on the inside, that it would still be worth it.
This society and world at large with physical attraction, because a lot of people are really unrealistic based on movies, based on media, based on what people tell you you should be attracted to. I would say that it's not a hard no, it could be a yes. Sometimes it's like,
for some people, you know, the whole we did that before, right?
I know.
You got to go back and listen to the IUE podcast. I don't know what number podcast that is, but
50, majority of people who are the we
85%, 85% of the people in the world won't be sure and they should still go out, but 15% will be 100% sure and you don't have to feel guilty or bad and you could say no, but it's got to be a hard no. Hard no, yeah, like
that's
no,
that's 1.5 out of 10. I'm talking about to the 8.5.
Okay. So the 8.5 of you who are listening to this, Rabbi's got some advice. Take it away.
If it's not a hard no, it's not a hard no, which means there are some people who you just don't like that. And even so, I think about this couple that I set up, and he wasn't attracted to the picture. And I said, you guys have so much in common. Just do me a favor. You know, I'm not going to let you down. Do me a favor, just flatter me and go on one date with her. And he's like, okay, fine. And I told him, like, it wasn't just like, go for a coffee. I know you hate that. But it was, this is what is good about this person. And I really think if it's only about physical attraction that you don't like because of the picture, I don't look good in pictures. I don't think anyone else looks good in pictures. So
That's not true. I have a whole photo theory. You know my photo theory. Some people look good in person and they look good in photos. Some people look bad in person. Sorry. And they look bad in person. And some people look good in photos and not as good in person. And some people look good in photos. No, bad. But
you're just proving my point. Photos don't always say everything. That's my point.
I agree with that. That I can agree with. Photos don't always say everything. And even a good photo might be a false positive.
So he goes out with her. And
I know it's going to end in marriage, Rabbi. It always ends in marriage when you start a story like this.
No, but he goes out with her and I don't hear from them for a while. And I don't pry because you don't need my help. You don't need my help. Sometimes people are okay without that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what? One day I was like, what's going on with him? So I called him up. I said, yeah, we've been going out, but I don't think she's my person. I said, why not? I don't like the way her nose looks. I don't like her nose.
Mm-hmm. I'm not shocked. I'm listening. I'm just like, I've heard that before.
Yeah. That's the only thing. That's the only thing. He's like, that's the only thing. I said, okay. I think if you want, I'll ask her. I know her. I don't feel bad. I can be the bad person, or you can ask her if she'd be open to taking care of the nose.
No, you did not ask that. Now I'm appalled. Now I'm upset. Are you kidding me?
If he likes everything about her besides the nose.
Does she not like her nose?
I don't know. At this point. So mm-hmm. I said, look, I'm willing.
I'm sorry. Eze chutzpah. You have chutzpah.
Okay. But people should know this is the craziness of matchmaking. That sometimes you have to go out on a limb.
Right now. No, I'm hooked. Now I want to know.
So I called her up.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, this is going to be a very weird conversation. And I'm sorry you have to have this with a rabbi, but I'm doing this for the future of the world. She's like, okay, what? Like, he likes everything about you. There's one thing he doesn't like. She's like, is it my nose?
Stop it.
And I said, yeah, how did you know that? She's like, I don't like my nose either. I said, oh, she's like, yeah, I've wanted to take care of it for years. And I get it. This is what she says.
I like jaw dropping. I'm just like, what? For real?
No. Listen to the best. So they end up getting engaged with the condition that they both understand. This is the only issue.
But she's going to do the nose job.
After the wedding? After the wedding.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hold on a second.
I'm holding.
Hold on a second. This is about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Right after COVID, like 3 years after, I happened to see them walking down the street together. And we started talking, and I see her that she still has the same nose. And that was my last memory of this whole crazy story with the nose. And I turned to her and I said, okay, I got to ask you guys.
I got
to
know.
This is my last conversation with you guys. I mean, that was serious. What's going on? I mean, I know it was COVID and everything. What's going on with the nose? And right away, he turns his, don't touch that nose. I love it.
OMG. What? For real?
Yep.
Wow. I'm almost speechless, except for the fact that I once had a client who told me, before I get engaged, I'm going to get a nose job. Now, she wasn't even dating anybody. And she's like, but I'm not going to have engagement photos with this nose. I was like, you have to be kidding me. And listen, we meet a lot of people. We do matchmaking. I've seen a lot of noses, right? One guy said something about a woman's nose once. I said, let me see. It can't be that bad. He was right. I have never seen a nose like that. Okay. This one was like nothing. It was like nothing. Like for real. Like I've got a bump on my nose. Okay. You see the bump on your nose? Whatever. She goes, I'm not taking engagement photos until I have that taken care of. I said, great. When's it scheduled? She's like, I don't know. And I was like, well, then you're not getting engaged, which means you're not dating. So when are you getting it done? And she literally scheduled it for several months later. And about 6 months after the nose healed, she found her person. She got engaged and she got married. And I'm like, I would never, I want to say this out loud. I would never recommend somebody to do that. Never. It would not be unless you can't breathe out of it for, you know, a physiological reason, not just aesthetics.
Right.
I would not say you need to do this for your match. Tall, short, fat, skinny, big nose, little nose. People get married. They do. I would never say that. And I only said this to her because she was so unhappy about this. And she said, without a doubt, I'm not getting married with this. And I was like, well, great. Then we're holding up your wedding, my friend. And literally 6 months later, she met her person. It was nuts. It was so, so bizarre. It was bizarre. I only have this story to tell. I wouldn't have believed your story either. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Fine. Okay. So, but this person, okay. Can we go back to the listener who asked the question?
Yes.
I'm not attracted. It's the looks. So our answer is, if it's a hard no, then you get to say no. And if it's not a hard no, it's a go. And you should go out.
If it's the only reason and it's not a hard no.
I like that. Thank you. And then you should go out. And I bless you. May you please, God, have patience to go through this process. May it not just be a date, maybe two dates, three dates. Give your brain a little bit of time, your eyes a little bit of time to catch up. And may you make the right decision after those dates.
Amen. Thanks so much for being here and joining us on this fantastic journey through relationships. If there's any questions that you have for us, we want to hear them. We love your questions. We love your feedback.
Thanks so much for being with us. And as always, may you find somebody wonderful. And when you do, message us.